From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Rebecca Rogers, reading Seduced by Crimson by Jade Lee. Let's begin with Prologue. A man can get tunnel vision during battle. He fixates on the sight of blood spurting from a white throat or the smell of charred flesh. If he's trained, he can still fight the demons, the black-hearted Bakfaru he's likely seen only in a book. But a large part of his mind still fixates on one hideous thing. For Patrick Lewis, it was the taste in the air, blood and bile. Metallic and bitter, it made his throat close and his chest heave. But he had enough training to fight, even if he was coming late to the battle. The screams reached him first. He was in the San Bernardino Botanical Garden, so the sound could travel far, especially at night. He was running full tilt for the grove when the smell hit him, the smell and that taste in the air. He didn't even stumble. That was how well trained he was. But his mind was so caught up in not retching that he almost missed the sight of his first live Bakfaru. The thing was human-like, large and dark-haired. It had eyes that glowed bright lavender in the night. Patrick's mother had told him the demon gate was being used, and indeed, attuned as he was to nature, he'd felt each and every tremor as something passed through. Still, he hadn't actually believed such disaster was possible until now, seeing one, two, no, make that four of the creatures walking away. Two sported wounds, jagged flesh that bled dark down their naked torsos.